President.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd tell you that the coffee was all very good today. They use a tremendous amount of it. I've talked to Buzz, and I think I could, he was suggesting giving him a backgrounder on the congressional situation. He's going to send down a memo, one copy to you and one to me, which I can talk to you about in the morning. Should I tell them anything about church or not?
No, I don't know whether I'm going or not. Depends on how I feel when I wake up. If I do, I'll drift down to some little church.
Right.
Going, I don't see it makes a matter of world moment. I don't give it a why in the hell don't they go on and go to church and quit worrying about me.
Well, it's immaterial, sir.
Good.
And then I can talk to you in the morning about the memo.
Yeah, I think we've got to watch that, be careful, and not get the Congress mad.
That's right.
Back. What to do there, man?
Mostly road.
They had some photographers out here after us again.
Well, I think you'll find them stationed out there all the time, sir.
Well, we just got in a little boat and they never did know us. That's a secret service office. We had a pretty good day here with AW and Melvin. We had a quad dinner. Enjoying the sunset. What are y'all going to do?
Oh, I was going out the barn and get a steak. It's a new restaurant in Austin.
Any of them get worked up about Goldwater? Looks like all the questions Goldwater. I told you let them go 15 questions. Give them a wink. Jackson had just had 9.
They just had 9, sir, but at the year whole press conference was 33. I didn't give them a wink. Smitty wanted to cut it off and get back and start filing. Now, you had given them plenty. You see, you had 9 questions. Those 9 questions were the equivalent of about 20, because in your answers, you covered really what normally would have been, oh, another 10 questions.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, that's all, sir. Nine.
Operator.